One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when your dream vacation includes an invisible roommate who doesn't want to be ignored?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Love to hear your real ghost story. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of that, you can get that on Apple Podcasts at our premium channel there. Or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Tony and Todd with you here on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
All ready for the holidays?
Yeah, I am. We did a white elephant thing the other day. We did like a Friendsgiving. It was really fun. And did the white elephant thing. I bought a hat for someone. And it said, I pee in pools. And that was the white elephant gift. And then...
Where do you find something like that?
I just went on Amazon, and I don't know what I typed in, but somehow that's what came up.
Probably, you know, white elephant gift.
I don't know if I typed white elephant gift or not. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. So did that. I ended up with a giant box of Sour Patch Kids, like a, you know, those ones that have, they're huge.
Yeah. Do you still eat that stuff?
A little here and there. Like I like it. And it's bad because when I have something like sweet and sour, like I just want to keep eating more of it. So I try not to have much of it in the house, but yeah, here and there I do.
What about Flaming Hot Cheetos? Still
a thing? Oh, fuck. And a Diet Pepsi. It's pretty much like lunch and dinner every day.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the Flaming Hot, but you know what? I don't think they're as hot as they used to be. Either that or after 30 years, my taste buds have burned off. That could also...
I think it's probably the second one, to be honest with you.
Might be. Every single day, me and Todd would walk down to the gas station when I worked at the radio station and get... I'd always get the Flaming Hot Cheetos. I think we both got Diet Pepsi, didn't we?
Yeah, Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, something like that.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely. Because we didn't make a lot of money, so it had to be cheap.
Exactly.
And the oddly run gas station was only a couple blocks from the station.
And the guy, like, always, like, he like knew a lot about us, but we could never understand him.
Yeah, that is so right.
Good times. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our phone call here and hear a ghost story. And I think it's this one right here. All right, let's hear it.
So this is Allie from Philadelphia again. I've called in a couple times now. So I wanted to tell a story about a recent experience. So I called it about a few, like, once in the past. But recently, I took a trip to San Diego for the first time with my boyfriend at the time. And we were very excited. I had never been to California. And this was just about 4 months ago. And never been to California. Super excited. We got an Airbnb. Don't know if I can say that out loud, but got an Airbnb, and we, like, you know, super excited about staying, and, like, it was an older home in San Diego and, like, a really, like, older part, and as soon as I walk in, I would consider myself, I don't know if I would say I'm a sensitive, but I definitely am sensitive to emotions and feelings and things like that, vibes, I guess you can say. I can definitely pick up on certain feelings very easily. So the moment we walked into to the apartment or the house, you know, we were in such a happy mood, but as soon as I walked in, I felt like something wasn't right. So, of course, like, I kind of brushed it off, and I acted like nothing, you know, nothing is wrong, and I explored the house a little bit, and there was two floors. So there was a bottom floor where the kitchen and living room was, and then you go upstairs, and at the top of the steps, there was, like, a bedroom to the left, which was the master bedroom, where I guess they expected us to sleep, and to the right, there was a bathroom and a kid's room, a kid's bedroom, which there was a queen-size bed in that also, and then, like, a crib and everything, so I guess we could technically fit, like, two couples in the house comfortably, but, so we walk into the master bedroom first, assuming that's where we would sleep. And I walk in, and instantly I say, no, I'm not sleeping in here. My boyfriend at the time was really confused why. And I just, like, instantly my mood went from, like, super excited to a little bit nervous to, like, no, I'm not sleeping in here. There's just something. It almost felt like as soon as I walked in, somebody was standing there waiting for me, staring at me kind of feeling. And I just, like, we walked out of the room. I think I spent a total of, like, 30 seconds in that room the entire time I was there. We walked out of the room. I shut the door, and I said, I'm not going in there. And so we decided to sleep in the kid's room where there's a queen-size bed. And so I'm in the kid's room, and my boyfriend's time is upstairs. And I hear what sounded like a window slamming open, like that sound of, like, being pushed up really hard. So I stop and I say, like, was that you? And I didn't hear a response. So I go downstairs. I'm sorry about the noise. People are starting to mow their lawns around me and I'm outside. I ask if that was him, and, you know, he had no response. And then I call out again. He's downstairs. So I walk out into the hallway, and the window at the top of the steps between the two bedrooms was open. And again, he was downstairs. I was in the room, and it was not open when we first got there. There was curtains in front of it. And when I walked down the hallway, I saw the curtains blowing, and I would have just noticed that the people left their window open. And that's something that's, like, uncommon. I believe, you know, if you're leaving your apartment or your house, you wouldn't, like, leave doors open or windows open or anything like that. So I walk over to the window and I shut it. And just for my own sanity, I pushed it open to see if it was the same noise, and it was. So that really freaked me out. And then the last thing, so I really felt this presence while I was there the first couple hours we were there. And finally I said to my boyfriend that, you know, I just feel like there's something here with us. And before I said that, I've heard, and this is so hard to explain, but I've heard people in the show mention before that they see things with their mind's eye and hear things, like, and it's in their head, but they know it's not, like, outside, and not in, like, a, you know, mental illness type of way, but in a, like, I heard it, and I don't know, it's hard to explain, but same with with seeing things. So I, the whole entire night, like, I just kept seeing a man, like, envisioning a man in, like, a plaid shirt just staring at me. And he looked very, like, menacing, almost like, I got the impression that maybe he was, like, a husband or a father there, and, like, it was his house. But I just kept seeing that, and it was just so freaky to me because, like, yeah, I've had feelings and stuff, and I've had, like, I guess you can say, like, thoughts or visions, but I were just, like, thinking it's my imagination, but it was just so distinct, and it just came out of nowhere. And when I said to my boyfriend, like, there's something here, like, it almost just wants us to know it's here. Like, I don't feel like it doesn't, you know, it's not trying to, like, hurt us or anything. It just wants us to know this is its house. And after I said that, like, we went out to dinner and came back, and I didn't feel anything. Still slept in the kids' room because I didn't want to go in that bedroom at all anymore. But just didn't have any other occurrences the rest of the weekend. It felt like it was almost lifted. The energy in the whole house was lifted, and it was like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm here. This is my house. All right, enjoy, kind of feeling. So it was really weird and just something I couldn't, like, just brush off, especially with the window opening and just that feeling of somebody seeing somebody. It was just really strange. So I wanted to share that with you guys, especially because I've been listening and hearing people talk about their experiences with that mind's eye sense, if you want to say. So I hope to hear this on the air, and I enjoy your guys' podcast so much. I listen to it every day. Really appreciate you guys and what you do, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for sharing all of that. Thoughts?
You know, that mind's eye thing can be really tricky, because if you're like me, and you and I are a little alike, where we just, our imaginations are crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you start to, quote unquote, see things with your mind's eye, and then you start thinking, well, am I just imagining this? Am I just making it up in my head? What's mm-hmm. going on with this? And I think it's really easy to kind of push that stuff away. But if you are seriously, if you have some sensitivities to this kind of stuff, I think she actually probably had a real experience. It sounds like to me, just in her describing it, that it just reminds me of so many times that I've had experiences like that too, and I've tried to blow it off. So, yeah, it sounds like it really happened.
I agree. Yeah, and yeah, you put all the pieces together and you walk away going, okay, that there really isn't any other way to explain this sort of
right.
thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of that stuff. It's over there for you on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.